Yes, come on in. I'm really glad to have a chance to do this before anything goes further. It's a terribly unfortunate situation, but I suppose these things kind of do happen. And anyway, before we start, could I get either of you a drink? Coffee, tea, water, anything? Mrs. Smith, would you like a glass of wine? Okay, good, okay. Now that we have the niceties out of the way, let's get down to it. Agreed? Admittedly, I'd hoped that his father would be here. I couldn't divulge much over the phone. Naturally, it's quite a sensitive matter. Your son might have benefited from a little male push on this sort of matter. I know I'm being abstract. You see, Mrs. Smith, it's delicate. I mean, boys will be boys and all that, but there's a limit when it tends to encroach on somebody else's comfort, and that's what my daughter's mentioned to me and what I need to talk to you about. You know, it's okay, I think I'm going to have a glass of wine. Right. Mrs. Smith, Anne, may I call you Anne? Oh, great. This may actually be the sort of thing that you don't need to know details about. I could just grab a talk with your son for a few moments, explain what the issues are, maybe mitigate some embarrassment out here. I'm sure we can come to an understanding. Yeah, of course. Yes, it stops us kind of avoiding all the back and forth, he said, she said, and you know, I need him to understand why my daughter felt uncomfortable, but we don't need to make him any more uncomfortable than he is in front of his mother. Are you agreed with that? Fantastic. Okay. We won't be long. We'll just drop into our study across the hall, and then we can all go about our lives easier and less awkwardly. If you'd like a glass of wine, please grab some yourself, or there's something stronger in the cabinet if you'd like it. Okay. We won't be long. Thank you for being so understanding. Okay. Now, sunshine, you owe me big time. I just saved your ass completely. You know that, right, stud? What did you say? I don't know why you're mumbling. Lola mentioned the whole thing to me. She told me that you guys kind of flirt. It's harmless. Kids are young, enjoying yourself, but she said it seemed like he wanted it to escalate, and she's just liking it the way it is, a bit harmless. It moved on from spanking her butt sometimes, hands on the nape of her neck, all pretty cute stuff, and then this incident. You want me to say it? Fine. She said you put your hand up her skirt, grabbed her ass. You can't. There's no point in you fucking arguing with me. She said you went round the front and stroked over her panties despite her telling you not to. You're not going to help yourself if you don't shut the fuck up. I am your only way out of this, unless you want me to let your parents know about this. I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt on this one. She might have not said no in a way that made you think she actually wanted you to stop. But you know what, sunshine? That's not fucking okay. She said a couple of days later you touched her breast and asked for her panties. Are you admitting all of that? You're nodding your head. Good. At least that's that out of the way. We know what you're accused of. And I've been thinking of a punishment. Truthfully, I'm kind of more about mitigation. How can we go forward without this sort of issue cropping up again? That was a rhetorical question, love. Do not interrupt, or I will just go next door and fill your mother in. That's better. So where was I? Yes, mitigation. Resolving this by working to prevent it from coming up again. So riddle me this. What did you get out of feeling my daughter up? Oh, I know it would have felt good. But then the moment's over. It's instant gratification. I'm trying to determine here what the catalyst is to the whole thing. I know the answer, but I want you to admit it, not derive it from me. You're getting hotter, but here's a hint. What did you do on those days when you got home from school after feeling up her ass and touching her panties? It's okay. Say it. That's right. You went home and jerked off. A few times, am I right? Yeah, as expected. And what did you have in your mind while you stroked your cock? The way her ass felt? Okay. The way her pussy looked. But you didn't get to see, right? I bet you came really hard just thinking about what it might look. Am I right? Yeah, I'd guess you're starting to get hard now just thinking about how close your fingers were to her pussy, or how you'd have been sniffing her panties while you stroked your aching cock. Don't be so surprised I speak this way. I'm sexually aware, awake. I love sex just as much as you do. I masturbate when I get home from work, or in the mornings in the shower with the faucet. Why do you think I've not blown my casket about you molesting my fucking daughter? I understand you just needed something to stroke your cock to. The filthiest thoughts of my daughter worked for you, right? Admit it. That's right. Feels much better to be honest, doesn't it? I'm versed in the unconscious. Psychoanalytics and all that. Your superego diminishes to barely existent when you're intensely aroused. It's almost primal. This is where the mitigation comes in. You see, if you don't lust, if you don't want constantly, you will probably leave my daughter alone. Even better, you guys may get to maintain that same sexual tension without it spilling over into incidents like this. Maybe you'll just get to stay friends this way. More than that, I'm giving you an out. I know you guys were probably dating in whichever way you youngsters might do, and she probably led you on. God, she probably wants to do all of it too, but I'm not ready for that yet. And she's not ready to take you there, otherwise she wouldn't have spoken to me. So I'm addressing this with you right now. All you have to do is drop your pants, show me how you got off thinking about my daughter. Show me how much you like my Lola. We look similar after all, you know. Do it. If you don't, I'm going to get your mother. This is the last time I'm warning you. Oh, look at your cock. It's rock hard. Primal desires to the fore because deep down all you've wanted to do was stroke your cock, feeding your id, isn't it? So, baby, see now how much pre-cum is pooling at your tip. How you're stroking, even as I'm critiquing your person, you give in to that pleasure principle. It's your instinctual desire that's springing forward here. I'm asking you, while we're in here and your mum is out there, feed your instinct, feed your lust, your desire, the aching throb you feel running through your cock. It's what's making your balls tighten already. You can come now, but I intend to drain you, so just continue stroking afterwards, okay? Oh, you're going to. Come on, do it. Blow your load everywhere, but don't be too loud. Just buck your hips and fuck your hand. That's it. Let your cum flow from the bulging tip. You need to do this. It's your punishment. Come. Oh, yes. God, that just flew out of there. Keep your moans down. It's not soundproof in here, and we don't want your mom coming over. Leave your cock for a moment. Just let the cum flow out of it till you're done. Good boy. Well done. Start stroking it again, and this time we're going to properly drain you. We don't have much time, but I'm going to help you. This is a taste of my daughter as a woman. You're lucky to get this. Vicariously experiencing what she might be like through me. Given you won't be touching my daughter anymore, we'll have to heighten your other senses to this arousal. I'm thinking sight and smell. Taste is a little too intimate. You might catalyze to me too intensely. Touch, of course, also pretty intimate. But you'll be able to wholly lose yourself in hearing. Now, let me just. So. Sight. Just look at my breasts. See how lovely and full they are? But they're still perky. I should point out for you that. Oh, yes, keep stroking. I know Lola's breasts are the same as mine. She's got my genes. Oh, look at your cock bouncing about. You're aroused. Look at the pre-cum collecting on your palm. God, I bet it tastes good. Maybe I can just have a little taste. Here, let me suck it off your fingers. They're delicious. So fucking good. For letting me taste, perhaps I'll treat you to some more. Here. I'll just take my panties off. Take them from me. Bring them to your face and inhale. Do it. Imagine those are the ones Lola was wearing the day you touched her and she'd actually given them to you. Now, you're alone in your room, stroking it while you inhale deeply, only this time, I'm here with you. My breasts out, nipples hard and greedy to be touched. Let me just hike my skirt up above my shapely hips, you see that? My thighs, my hips. Womanly, aren't they? Keep inhaling, keep stroking, keep looking. Multitask, darling. See how aroused you become seeing my hips and my thighs. This little tuft of hair on my mound. So soft. So close to my pussy. That's primal. You want to come, don't you? Well, the reason I took my skirt off is I'm aroused with this whole situation. The smell and the taste of your sex. I think I'd orgasm within just a few strokes of... Actually, just take it out of my drawer. You see this? My glass toy. Let me just lean over in front of you on the desk. That's it. One of my knees up on the desk and there. You can see my pink pussy? Look at it. Let's test something, shall we? Stop stroking. Just inhale on my panties and let your cock dangle a moment and watch. Watch my pussy. Pussy, slit, cunt, 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 cunt. You can continue stroking now. I thought that might be the case. Hearing me say the filthiest word made your cock bounce with want. Pussy didn't really work for you, but cunt, that's obviously a trigger. It sprung to the effect of my lips, producing that filth for you. And I could produce so much more. You see the curve on my toy? Yes, I keep it in my study. Sometimes between patients, I need to relieve my stress a little. Perhaps they'll come in after and they'll smell my sex. It tends to permeate the room. Maybe it intoxicates them even more. I've never so much as had a complaint. Maybe that's why. Now shush. This curve here is to work my G-spot and that's how I'm going to come now. Just a few strokes. Oh, it's so cold. Let's see how my cunt looks. If I spread the lips apart like this. Oh, yeah, I know, it sounds good. Keep it down, baby. We can't have your mother coming over here and see you sniffing at my panties and jerking your cock and watching me masturbate just inches from you. Oh, yeah, fuck. I know you're getting close. I can hear it in your moans. See? We're emulating sex. And in some twisted sense, it's with my daughter, not me. Just an older version of her. Oh, that's it. See my gorgeous cunt pussy lips spread. That's it. Oh, this, darling, is mitigation. See how anyone can fulfill your lust. Oh, you need to empty yourself for me and smell the cunt from my panties, from my slit. I ate so much juice into it while I was watching you stroke. Make me proud, won't you? Good boy. There. Oh, you've got my scent, my sex, my perspiration as I fuck myself here with my glass dildo. My sounds. Slick from my cunt, breathy and hungry. My orgasm is so fucking close. Oh, you've got the visual too, my face, my gorgeous body. I know I'm attractive. I know I am. If you lust after her, I'm just a better, bigger, more rounded version of a grown-up her. Experience. Be a good boy and stroke now. To the sight, sound, and smell as you're experiencing. Oh, my hips, my thighs, my tender legs, my perfect breasts, my face, my slick, wet, greedy cunt. You want to be inside of me so badly, don't you? Prove it. Show me how badly you want to be inside of me. Show me you'd rather have me than Lola. Show me. Oh, come for me. That's how you show me. You come for me. You empty your balls. You lose every last bit. I'm going to come all over my glass dildo. Fuck. 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 Oh.
it. Watch me come. Watch my pussy clench around it. Ah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Shh. Come for me. Now. Let it go. That's it. Let your cock erupt. Make me proud. Be a good boy. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good boy. Come in while you inhale my scent and stare at my pretty face, my body, my swollen cunt lips. We're being so good. I'll treat you and clean up your cock. Yeah. Here. Hold my dildo for a second. Look at it. Look at it glisten with my pussy juices. Now lick from base to tip. Taste me. There. Now. Give it back to me. Okay? Pull up. Zip up. Let's go back inside. Your mother's waiting. Oh no. No, sweetheart, you keep those. Smell them whenever you need to come. And if you return them later this week, I'll give you a new pair to stroke yourself off too.